A magic shop called Penguin Magic shouldn't exist. In a world dominated by Amazon and big box retailers, a niche store selling card tricks and illusions seems destined to fail. Yet, Penguin Magic thrives, not by competing on price or convenience, but by understanding something profound. Their customers don't want tricks. They want to become magicians. This distinction changes everything. Instead of pushing products, Penguin created over 1 billion video views demonstrating techniques, built a reputation system where magicians review each other's work, and hosted hundreds of conventions where amateurs learn together. They didn't just sell, they transformed people. This is what real marketing looks like, and it's nothing like what we've been taught. For decades, marketing meant buying attention through TV commercials and newspaper ads. This worked when attention was abundant and cheap, interrupt millions, and some would buy. The internet shattered this model. Now people actively seek connection and answers rather than passively waiting to be interrupted. What replaces interruption isn't louder shouting. It's generously helping people become who they want to become. Danny Meyer's Union Square Cafe could only serve 600 people daily, so he made a radical choice. Instead of appealing to everyone, he carefully curated which 600. He chose customers who wanted what he offered, who were open to his message, who would tell others. This focus, this willingness to say, "This is for you, not for them," led to growth. The compass no longer points toward mass appeal. It points toward trust, specificity, and change. Who's it for? Terrifies marketers because it demands accountability. Saying everyone lets you hide behind vagueness. Choosing a specific audience means your work either resonates or it doesn't. There's nowhere to hide. Yet this specificity creates remarkable results. Susan Piver built the world's largest meditation community with over 20,000 members by focusing on the smallest viable market and making thousands of small swoops that deepened trust and connection. The goal isn't reaching everyone. It's finding people who understand you and fall in love with where you're taking them. Even in winner-take-all situations, everyone is rarely the answer. A congressional race might be decided by just 5,000 voters in a district of 724,000 people, less than 1%. For your work, a few thousand of the right people might be enough. The challenge is resisting the temptation to dilute your message, to sand down the edges that make you distinctive. When you commit to a corner of the market that desperately needs your attention, you can overwhelm them with care so profound they can't help but talk about it. With 250 beers earning thousands of ratings, each is someone's favorite. This isn't irrational, it's human. Taste, context, and identity matter. When marketers claim something is better, they mean better for someone who might be you. Google wasn't obviously better than Yahoo in speed or results, but its minimalist interface with two links made users feel confident, while Yahoo's 183 links made them feel stupid. And Hermes bag costs more than Louis Vuitton, which costs more than Coach, but expense doesn't equal better. Your job isn't creating a selfish, unique selling proposition to maximize market share. It's sending up a generous beacon so people looking for you can find you. We're this, not that. Without empathy for your audience's narrative, you're withholding a valuable option from someone who might benefit. If they understand and choose not to buy, it's not for them. But if you never reach them with empathy and clarity, you fail to serve. Marketing change means offering emotional states, feelings, status, and connection, not tasks or products. People calling real estate brokers aren't experiencing joy. They're afraid, nervous, stressed about money and their future. According to the National Association of Realtors, over 80% hire the first broker who returns their call. Just as no one needs a drill bit, people don't need a broker. They need how a broker makes them feel. Joel Spolsky understood this when creating Stack Overflow as an alternative to Experts Exchange, which charged $300 yearly and frustrated users. Stack Overflow made questions and answers visible, treating different audiences differently, giving programmers quick access to ranked answers, creating reputation systems for answerers, and offering employers efficient recruiting. The insight? Better is defined by how users feel, not technical specifications. When you make something others make, something findable on Upwork or Amazon, you face price competition. Being very good is expected, not exceptional. The alternative is building your story around the change you seek to produce. Good stories connect us to purpose, celebrate strengths, and focus on customers. Once you commit to helping people change, you're responsible for delivering. When a small-town school budget vote failed, activists tied 100 blue ribbons to a tree. Within days, thousands appeared throughout town. The message, "People like us support our schools," resonated with community identity. The budget passed by a 2-to-1 margin. We don't make decisions in isolation, but base them on our perception of our social group. Conservation biologist Lila Haza faced a similar challenge, saving lions while respecting Maasai culture, where young men killed lions as a rite of passage. She recognized the ritual wasn't about lions, it was about demonstrating bravery and marking manhood. By creating lion guardians, she introduced a new rite where young Maasai track and protect lions instead. The program succeeded by understanding that status elevation could be achieved through different actions. Status is both our position in the hierarchy and our perception of it. It's always relative, exists in the eye of the beholder, and only matters when we attend to it. The desire to change or protect our status drives almost everything we do. When marketers present new ideas, they challenge status. Understanding this dynamic is essential to creating change. Perfect closes doors by declaring, "We're done." Better opens doors by inviting improvements. Ship your work when it's good enough, then make it better. This isn't lowering standards, it's building trust through engagement. Marketing seeks permission, the privilege of delivering anticipated, personal, relevant messages to people who want them. Real permission means people would miss you if you stopped showing up. When Marvel launches a superhero franchise, they skip nationwide TV ads and go straight to Comic-Con, where raving fans have already granted permission. They show generosity, special previews, director interviews, actual news. In a world that scans instead of reads, trust is earned through action. Less talented people often outperform those with more to offer because they show up as professionals. If your best work isn't received, your marketing might have failed. Perhaps you lacked empathy, chose wrong axes, or told the wrong story to the wrong person. But that's about your work as a marketer, not about you. You can improve that craft. The marketing we do for ourselves, to ourselves, enables us to create value and be missed if we were gone.